ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
From 6th canto, chapter 18, text number 3940. Text 39 has no purport, so first I will read it and then we'll all say the text 40 which is written here together. Text 39.
Aho arthendriya ramo yoshin maye amayaya gruhita cheta krupanaha patishe narake dhruvam.
Translation. Kashyap Muni thought, alas, I have now become too attached to material enjoyment. Taking advantage of this, my mind has been attracted by the illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of a woman, my wife. Therefore, I am surely a wretched person who will glide down towards hell.
Text 40. Kaha koti karmo anuvartantya svabhavam iha yoshitah dhinmam bata budham swarthe yad aham tva jitendriyah.
Bone meaning. Translation and purport. This woman, my wife, has adopted a means that follows her nature, and therefore she is not to be blamed. But I am a man, therefore all condemnation upon me. I am not at all conversant with what is good for me, since I could not control my senses.
Purport.
The natural instinct of a woman is to enjoy the material world. She induces her husband to enjoy this world by satisfying his tongue, belly and genitals, which are called jivva, udara, upastha. A woman is expert in cooking palatable dishes so that she can easily satisfy her husband in eating. When one eats nicely, his belly is satisfied. And as soon as the belly is satisfied, the genitals become strong. Especially when a man is accustomed to eating meat and drinking wine and similar passionate things, he certainly becomes sexually inclined. It should be understood that sexual inclinations are meant not for spiritual progress, but for gliding down to hell. Thus Kashyap Muni considered his situation and lamented. In other words, to be a householder is very risky unless one is trained and the wife is a follower of her husband. A husband should be trained at the very beginning of his life. Kaumara acharet pradnya dharman bhagavatam iha. Bhagavatam 7.6.1. During the time of Brahmacharya, or student life, a brahmachari should be taught to be expert in Bhagavad Dharma, devotional service. Then when he marries, if his wife is faithful to her husband and follows him in such life, the relationship between husband and wife is very desirable. However, a relationship between husband and wife without spiritual consciousness but strictly for sense gratification is not at all good. It is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th canto, 2nd chapter, text 3, that especially in this age, Kali Yuga, dampatye abhiruchir hetuho, the relationship between husband and wife will be based on sexual power. Therefore, householder life in this Kali Yuga is extremely dangerous unless both the wife and husband take to Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. So we are continuing this narration of Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, chapter 18. Diti vows to kill King Indra. Where we are seeing that how Diti pleased her husband Kashyap Muni and demanded to have a son who would kill Indra in the future. And actually if we see here, Kashyap Muni is actually caught in a trick, because he promised that whatever you want I will fulfill. And now when he heard the desire, then he knows that the desire is very wrong. The desire to kill Indra is not a correct one. But because he is behaving as a helpless person. He is saying that although Diti desired, it's not a mistake on her part, but I am fulfilling it is a mistake on my part. And therefore, in the future we will see, although he was in such a situation, as a devotee you are always intelligent. He makes a very extremely excellent way out. Although the desire was materialistic, then there was another point at stake, that was words. Kashyap Muni has promised that I will fulfill your desire, and the desire which was expected was not a suitable one. So here he was caught in two contradicting religious instructions. One is to fulfill the promise and another is to not to kill Indra, and they are contracting each other. So he took out a very extremely excellently good way out, that he told his wife that if you want to fulfill your desire, you have to undergo certain steps. And what exactly he told were all Vaishnav steps. And therefore he said that if she becomes a devotee with a desire to fulfill, with her aim to desire her, fulfill her desires, then just like Dhruva Maharaj, by the end of her vow she will be purified. Like Dhruva Maharaj became a devotee to fulfill his desire to get a kingdom. But we see that by the end, he was purified. So therefore, Kashyap Muni, very intelligently find out a very excellent way to the problem of contradictory religious instructions in such a situation. For a Vaishnava, sometimes we take this excuse of higher principle and lower principle and very easily forget the lower principle, very suitably as per our demands of our mind and body. But here we see, as a devotee, Kashyap Muni is not taking that course of action, but he is trying and stressing his intelligence to see that how he can fulfill all the both the lower and higher principles. He is also fulfilling his wife's desire, giving her a way to fulfill her desire. At the same time, he is not killing the Indra in one way. At the same time, he is not breaking his promise of that he has promised, whatever you want, I will fulfill. So this is a devotee. But in today's verse, we can learn a lesson with only a reference to this verse. This is the whole picture. Although here it is appearing that Kashyap Muni is uncontrolled, which in one way, it happened that way. And Diti's desire was to kill Indra, and the whole thing is going on for that. And also, but then Kashyap Muni took out the way out and instructed Diti in Vaishnava principles, as the instructions will come after, maybe next Sunday onwards, the instructions will come. And then she was purified. But in today's verse, we can see that how a man, here the point which I am beginning our discussion with, is the lamentation of Kashyap Muni. Dhing mam bata budham swarthe, yad aham tu ajitendriya. The second line. He is like condemning himself. Dhing, all condemnation to me. Why? Bata abudham. That I am not intelligent. I am less intelligent, he is telling. Abudham. Why? Abudham swarthe. Swarthe is our selfishness. I don't know what is good for me, for my own self. As it is said, nate swartha gatim hi Vishnu. That even if somebody wants to be selfish in one way, it's best to become a devotee. Because that will do the most best thing for himself. So he's telling that I know what is wrong, but still I'm not fully conversant. Oh, this is very important. Kashyap Muni knew what is right and what is wrong. What time, which act should be done. He knew all these things. But still he is saying, I am not fully conversant. In the scriptures or in the knowledge. Why? Because I could not control my senses. Yad aham tu ajitendriya. Jitendriya is one who has controlled the senses, and ajitendriya is one who has not controlled the senses. So here, Kashyap Muni is telling that I am not at all conversant. It doesn't mean that he did not know the scriptures. He knew, therefore he is lamenting. He knew that what is to be done and what is not to be done. And because he is not able to follow the scriptures, he is lamenting. So knowledge-wise, jnana-wise, he knew what is right and what is wrong. But still he is telling, I am not at all conversant. I don't know. And what is the logic? Because I could not control my senses. There is a nice verse that comes to this effect. And many times, many of us, they know these scriptures, the rules and regulations, what is to be done, what is not to be done. But we should understand, we do not know things till we can control the senses or till we can put them into practice. Everyone knows we should not do this, we should not do that. Four regulatory principles, chanting attentively. Everyone knows we have to chant attentively. But we actually don't know till we put it into practice. We all have memorized the 10 offenses. Every day in the morning, you say the first offense is to blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their life, and like that, the third one and the fourth one. But actually, we don't know till we put into practice. Or that is, he's saying, I could not control my senses. There's one beautiful verse in one of the Vedas that it is said, Yatha kharas chandana bharavahi, bharasya vetta natu chandanasya. He says, just khara is like a donkey. He says, just like a donkey. What is the use of a donkey to carry loads? Dhobi carries loads. Everyone carries loads on donkey. So, yatha khara chandana bharavahi. Just like a donkey, suppose he's carrying a load of chandan. Very costly item. So, donkey is carrying a load of chandan. But what does he know? Bharasya vetta natu chandanasya. That donkey knows the weight of the... I am carrying 10 kgs on my back. But he doesn't know that 10 kgs, 10 kg chandan. So the donkey is bharasya vetta. He is the knower of the weight. He is not the knower of the chandan. He doesn't know what is chandan, what is clothes, what is iron. He knows it. So much load is on my back. So yatha khara chandana bharavahi, that a donkey, he knows the weight, but not the quality, what is in it. Bharasya vetta natu chandanasya. Evam hi shastrani bahuni adhitya. Now similarly, somebody might have studied lot of scriptures. He might have put it into brain. Many scriptures might have got into his brain, shlokas, memorized, everything. Evam hi shastrani bahuni adhitya charteshu mudha kharavad vahanti. But even after studying so many scriptures, he doesn't understand the instruction and put it into practice. That load of verses is like a load of chandan on the donkey. Verses are there, but he doesn't know what the verses are. So similarly, this can happen. In bhakti, sometimes we try to increase the load of jnana, knowledge, but we forget the vijnana part. So such a person who might have studied many scriptures, he might be carrying the scriptures, the load on his head. There are so many memories lost in storing the verses and the meaning. But if up till the point, a person cannot put into practice, he cannot learn to control his senses, that load is just like a donkey carrying the load of chandan without knowing what chandan is. So he might be carrying the load of many scriptures, many verses, many analogies, many points. But till we put into practice and we actually understand it, jnanam vijnanam sahitam. Therefore this knowledge and vijnan is always two aspects. There is a knowledge, jnan, and vijnan is realized knowledge. Till that point we are like donkeys carrying the load of memorized verses. So even after having this knowledge in his brain, Kashyap Muni, so we should not criticize him, but we are thinking ourselves in that position. He is a great saint. But still the point we can discuss, we can learn from this incident, that even after having the knowledge in his brain, or in our brain for that matter, what was the actual thing that could not allow him to get over it? What stopped him from putting into practice? We can see that he's not criticizing his wife. Oh, because she is making such a desire. It's very Sometimes when we do some mistake, it's very easy to accuse the other person. Oh, so not in a devotional circle, but sometimes there is non-devotees, boys, they say, oh, what can I do? My friend gave me a free bottle of liquor, so I drank it. There are such excuses made. What can I do? It just happened. So here, although Kashyap Muni is being facing this situation by her wife, but still he is not blaming her. Because he's saying she's behaving as per her swabhav. And I should behave as per my swabhav. But he's not able to do that. Because in this material world, the desire, trishna, this desire to enjoy this world is there in various ways. Bhukti, mukti, siddhi, kami, shakale, ashant. There are various desires. The topmost desire on the gross level is to enjoy on the bodily level, sex life. Then there are mukti, desire to liberation, and siddhi, that is also. But all these desires, as somebody was saying, I forgot, Bhagwan Prabhu was saying, all these desires are born or connected to become a controller. He was saying, everything in this world has that connection with becoming a controller and a proprietor. So these desires are there, trishna. We have heard this word. So this trishna, these desires are very dangerous item. If we imagine they will leave us at one point of time, it's an illusion. They appear at a right time, but they never leave at the right time. For example, when a small boy becomes a young man, the desires appear. But once they appear, they never go away. When we become old, don't think the desires will go away. They may appear at some other point, or they may appear because of some association. A bad association, and we get some bad desires. But once they make a house, they will not go away on their own. They will go on accumulating. You might become old. Somebody might be very rich now, and he becomes a poor. His desires will not go away. And somebody is very poor, he becomes a rich. And he expresses his desire. Like Srila Prabhupada said, when the Indian goes to USA, they are like new crows and old crows. So the Indians, they take to sense gratification with full strength. Because they did not have the opportunity. And now they have got it. Now they have like become the most, whatever they wanted throughout their life, they have got to enjoy the senses. So this desire is such a element. It is never going to leave us. In fact, that desire will completely burn us out. It will completely use us and throw us. There's one nice verse by in that Shatakam by King Bhartruhari. Vairagya Shatakam. Very beautiful verses are there about this desire. He says, Bhogana bhukta vayameva bhukta. Tapona taptam vayameva tapta. Kalona yata vayameva yata. Trishnana jirna vayameva jirna. He's telling Bhogana bhukta vayameva bhukta. Bhoga means objects of enjoyment. So they have not been enjoyed. We tried to enjoy the objects of enjoyment throughout our life, but we could not enjoy them. But what has happened? We have been enjoyed. Our life is over. We have been enjoyed and become useless. No. We tried to enjoy the objects of senses throughout our life, but we never enjoyed them. We just tried it again and again. But what has happened? The desires have remained the same, but we have become useless, old. Tapona taptam vayameva tapta. Tapasya is austerities of fasting and all these things. So we never engaged in some austerities of sense control, fasting. The austerities were never burned. They were not used. Tapona taptam. The tapasyas were not used by us. But we became tapta. We became heated up in the way to manipulate in this world. Tapa is the all the stresses and anxieties just to be in this world. To enjoy the senses. To fulfill the desires of enjoyment, we never did any tapasya. The tapasya was not used by us. But we became tapta. Then kalo na yata, vayameva yata. The time did not pass. In what sense? Time passed months and years. But the time is eternal. For it there was no loss. Time did not pass. In one sense, nothing has lost your time. It is just going to go on eternally. But we have passed. We have moved from birth to old age. The time, although moved, but it's nothing, is just going to go on. There's no loss on the time. Time you say, I lost 60 years. No, it's eternal. Kala is Shashwat. Even though the 60 years pass, nothing has lost from him. It's away. It can go on eternally. But what we have lost, we have passed 60 years. So, kalo na yata, vayameva yata. We have passed this life in our 60 years. But, trushna na jirna, vayameva jirna. We have done this throughout our whole life. We tried to enjoy, but we became enjoyed. We gave up tapasya. We did not burn the tapasya, but we became burnt up in being in this world. The time did not pass. We tried to pass the time, but we have passed. Time has remained as it is. Still, even after doing so much to satisfy the senses, trushna na jirna. The desire has not become old. Vayameva jirna. We have only become old. The desires are fully young. To this expect, he says the next verse. That how the desires are fully young. He says, Valibhir mukham akarantam. He's saying this mukham, beautiful face, has become full of lines. Means wrinkles of the old age. In the young age, the face doesn't have any lines. But Valibhir mukham akarantam. My face has become full of lines. The wrinkles, many, many lines have come. Palitena ankitam shirah. My face has become decorated with white hairs. Palitena is white hairs. So my face is decorated with the wrinkles. My head is decorated with the white hairs. Gatrani shithilayante. All the senses have lost their power. This is the condition of my body. But tushnaika trunayate. But my desire is becoming younger. My wrinkles are coming on my face. My head is decorated by white hairs. My senses have lost their powers. But this trushna, this desire to satisfy senses in this world, she is becoming younger and younger. This king Bhartruhari is telling that if we don't care, this trushna has to be taken care at a day one. Otherwise, this desire, she will burn us completely and she will become more and more powerful. So here, as it is said in Upadesha Amrut, Vachah Vegam, Manasa Krodha Vegam, Jivva Vegam, Udar Upastha Vegam, Etan Veganyo Vishaheta Dhira, Sarvam Apivam Prithvim Sashishet. That is, six urges are there. Vachah Vegam, to speak. Manasa Krodha Vegam, mind and anger. Jivva Vegam, Udar Upastha Vegam, the desire of tongue, belly and genitals. These urges are going to draw man everywhere, pull. But they have to be controlled, vishahet. And by what? As Srila Prabhupada is saying here, we don't take the... But woman is expert in cooking palatable dishes so that she can easily satisfy her husband in eating. And process as the belly satisfied, the tongue is satisfied, the belly is satisfied, the senses become strong. So therefore we see Lord Chaitanya is instructing to control the senses. This is very important. Sometimes we take extreme in either way. We say because it is prasad, we can have everything. And otherwise we go on this, as Prabhupada would say, that also becomes a fad. Some health diet and cereals and something like that. But here, the point is there. Although just controlling senses is not the aim of Vaishnavas. Just to self-abnegation. Not this, not that. Very hard tapasya life. But still we see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He already instructed, especially for those in renounce order. Bhala na khaibe yaar, bhala na peribe. And if you want to advance in spiritual life, please don't eat palatable foodstuffs. Please don't wear beautiful clothes. Why? Because it is connected. Yatha anna, it is said, as our food will be, our mind will be. If the food is in the mode of passion, the mind will be in mode of passion. The mind is in mode of passion, the body will be in the mode of passion. Therefore, if we want to control our desires, they have to be not, we cannot conquer them. But they have to be neglected, or they have to be they have to be not supplied their footsteps. It's just like a burning fire. If the fuel is not put, slowly, slowly it will burn off. It will become extinguished. Similarly, for this desire to be conquered, this tushna to not trouble us, we have to learn to neglect it. Not try to fulfill it. It's just like some guest, uninvited guest. When he comes to our house, we cannot drive him off. The best way is to not to feed him. The guest has come. If we don't feed him, he'll automatically go away. In a similar way, this Trishna is like a guest. She is going to stay. She has come to our house without invitation, at least for devotees, and now going to take away everything from us, our life, our strength, everything. And still she is not going to be satisfied. And in fact, by our assets, she is going to get younger and stronger, and we are going to get older and approach the death. So if we don't want her to be in our house, this Trishna desire, then we have to make her fast. If we try to drive her away, it will be very difficult. Just neglect, make her fast. Automatically, she will go away. This desire, but we should understand the point. The aim of Vaishnavas is not to just concentrate on getting pure. Their aim is to advance in love of Godhead. Otherwise, don't think that just by practicing this very tapasya life, one can get love of Godhead. Lord Chaitanya made that point also clear. When he was in Navdeep, Mayapur, when that brahmachari came to see the Sankirtan of Lord Chaitanya, and he was actually very tapasvi. Very simple life, only milk and fruits. Falahari, Dugdahari. But Lord Chaitanya chastised him. Do you think only by drinking fruits and milk you can attain Supreme Lord? He said no. But when did Lord Chaitanya bless him? When he saw the humility in him, when he was driven off the scene, still he was grateful. So when Lord Chaitanya, he got attracted by seeing the humility. But at the same time, he also instructed the Goswamis. Bhala na khaye be yaar, bhala na peribe. This is very important. We have to understand what exactly it means. One way he is saying that only by Dugdahari, Falahari, you will not get me. On the other side, he is saying bhala na khaye be, bhala na peribe. Generally in this world, why did Lord Chaitanya throw that brahmachari off the Sankirtan from the place of Shivas Thakur? Because generally in this world, it's very rare to get this correct combination. If some person, what happens, is very tapasvi, very sense controlled, generally in this world he becomes proud if he's not a devotee. If somebody is very intellectual, he may become like Keshav Kashmiri, going on all around the world. If somebody is, somebody is very opulent, wealthy, he may not be charitable. So these contradictories, these situations are there. So Lord Chaitanya, he did not want. He said it's better to be humble. That is more important quality. Humility is more important quality than all other qualities of charity and sense control and all these things. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya also said, Jivera Lalsa, Iti Uti Dhai, Shishnodar Parayana, Krishna Nahi Pai. So although he chastised the brahmachari who was eating only milk and fruit, but still he says, if some person is running around, Jivera Lalsa Iti Uti Dhai, just running around to have more and more palatable foodstuffs, and he becomes only engaged in such activities, then he is not going to get Krishna. Shishna Udara Parayan, Krishna Nahi Pai. So we have to understand the right balance. We see in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says in 7th chapter, Balam balavatam chaham kamaraga vivarjitam. This we can understand what exactly Lord is planning. Balam balavatam chaham. The Lord is telling, I am the strength of the strong. Generally the strength is a symptom of passion. In the sense, Kshatriyas, they are supposed to have the strength and defeat the enemy and all these things, chastise the criminals. But Krishna is saying, I am the strength of the strong. Balam balavatam chaham. But which strength? Kama raga vivarjitam, which is free from passion and desire. Because Krishna is telling the best or the most purest. He is telling one kshatriya can be strong, but still he should be free from passion and desire. As we say, in this world, generally if some person becomes strong, he naturally becomes exploitative. That is very common. If some person is very powerful, rich, beautiful, whatever it is, some excess, he becomes very proud. And those who don't have, they are forced to be humble. Like Radha Gopinath Prabhu said, renunciation is lack of opportunity. Somebody can say, I am very renounced because I did not get any opportunity to earn money or to marry or something like that. But this is not what is expected here. Balam balavatam chaham kama raga vivarjitam. Lord Krishna is telling, I am the strength of strong people who are free from passion and desire. So that strength, so to have strength and not desire and passion is very rare. It's very common in this world to have strength, be strong, be powerful, be rich, be beautiful, be famous, be knowledgeable. And along with that, become proud, offensive, exploitative. Exactly this is what Lord Chaitanya is aiming. Devotees, they can be intelligent. They should be intelligent or whatever it is. They can have these qualities. But along with that, they should have the qualities of humility. Just like we see Rupa Goswami. He was a very intelligent person. Extremely intelligent. Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami. But they are extremely humble also. In this, so devotees, they can have intelligence, knowledge, but along with that, they should not be proud. They can have opulences. If somebody is gurus, they can have opulences, but along with that, he should have charitable mood. He should establish deity worship in his home. Then it is not bad. Lord Chaitanya, he was very happy at Shivanand Sen or what was his name? Pundarik Vidyanidhi. But they were not, they were really charitable. They are not attached. So basically in this world, if somebody has a lot of money, he becomes very attached and wants to keep it for himself. It is a very beautiful verse about this miserly person. Krupan eva samo data na bhuto na bhavishyati. Sprushan eva sa dhanam parebhya dasyati. There has been never such a donor as a miserly person. There has been never a donor who is so great as a miserly person, because such a miserly person, without touching the wealth, he gives to other at a time of death. When he dies, he does not touch the wealth, he keeps it. But he's such a great donor that he gives all the wealth to someone else when he dies. So similarly, if somebody has opulences, he should also have charity. Somebody has strength, he should be free from passion. If somebody has intelligence or knowledge, he should be free from proud. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya is warning us, for someone to get free from these desires, Trishna, just becoming, this is what the Mayavadis do. They just become too much tapasvi. Just nothing, sleeping on hard ground and all these things. But understand, by doing these things, the unsatisfied desires are not going to go away. For spiritual advancement, especially in the renounced order of life, a simple lifestyle is very helpful. But only if we think by that we are going to advance in spiritual life, it's a great mistake. As it is said, this Bhartuhari says in the next verse, he says, Bhikshashanam tathapi nirasam ekavaram. That even if you eat by begging, Bhiksha Ashanam tathapi nirasam ekavaram. Nirasam means, when we beg, generally we get a food which is not very tasty. People give the most old food. Or sometimes we see some beggars, they go and beg at fruit stall. Then which is the most damaged fruit that is given. So it says, Bhiksha Ashanam tathapi nirasam ekavaram. Even if someone eats by begging, and in such a begging he is not going to get nirasam, he is going to get tasteless food. Shayya cha bhu. Even if he sleeps on earth. Shayya, he makes his bedding as earth. Parijano nija deha matram. He makes his parijan means there are many assistants like family, wife, children, father, grandfather, servants. So all these parijana he makes nija deha matram. He doesn't accept service from anyone else. He alone taking care of himself. Parijano nija deha matram vastram vishirna. His clothes have become very old. Shatakhanda mai cha kantha. So kantha is already a cloth which has been patch cloth. So kantha is a patch cloth. Even if your patch cloth becomes into 100 pieces, shatakhanda mai cha kantha, still ha ha tathapi trushnana parityajanti. That even in such a case, this trushna is not going to leave us. So if we are in illusion, that is hardcore tapasya or sense like giving up things is going to free us from. Yesterday I was meeting with one man. He was telling me, I want to get free from this 6 repose of kaam, krodh, lobh. That's a good desire, but that's not the ultimate desire. And that is not possible up till one becomes a devotee of Lord. What Lord Krishna says, sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam shanam vraja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshishyami ma shucha. Up till one we can go to some extent in controlling ourselves, giving up things, giving up pride, all these things, but we cannot be successful till we become a devotee of Lord. Therefore Lord Brahmaji says, aruya krishnena param padam tatam patanti adha anagruta yushmadangraya. That somebody can become so advanced in renunciation that he can become liberated, mukti. Aruya krishnena param padam tatam patanti adha. He has still to come down because he has not taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. Therefore we see in this world our focus in our devotional life, the main focus should be to develop love of Godhead. But to develop love of Godhead is very easy or comfortable if we are free from passion and ignorance. Therefore we have to strike the exact balance. Our focus is to develop love of Godhead, but our activity is to develop a simple lifestyle. That's what Lord Chaitanya is saying. Shishnodara Parayana Krishna Nahi Pai. He's saying Bhala Na Khaye Be Ar Bhala Na Peri Be. He's giving these instructions to decrease our bodily necessities, but that is not the aim. Aim is Ashlishava Padaratam Pinashtumam Adarshanam Marmahatam Karotuva. Aim is to surrender to Krishna fully. So this is very important balance which is required in devotee's lifestyle. One, first of all, we should understand whatever we are studying in scriptures, till we control this trushna desire, that will only remain vignan. It will not become vignan. To control this, we have to make our life very simple. Especially those in the renounced order of life, they have to eat simple and things like that. And those who are gurus, they have to develop the mood of charity. As Srila Prabhupada says, Danam. In Bhagavad Gita also Krishna says, Danam. But then, after that, don't think these are going to be enough. We have to focus on how to develop love of Godhead. That is very important. Other, a pure devotional service. And by these methods of tapasya, and what we call it, prayaschitta, a person can advance or go ahead in getting free from entanglement into cycle of birth and death to some degree. But he cannot get completely free. In this sixth canto itself, in the beginning verses, just before and after the Ajamil narration, there are beautiful verses to this effect, glorifying the devotional service. Devotional service is very important. But along with that, this trying to make our life very simple is also important. Therefore, it is said in devotional in these verses which I am referring today. First of all, here in the discussion between Vishnu Dutas and Yam Dutas, they are discussing. Vishnu Dutas, Yam Dutas are telling this Ajam is our right. We'll carry him off. Vishnu Dutas are saying, no, you cannot take it. Why you cannot take it? He has chanted Narayan once. Yam Dutas may be confused. Once he has said Narayan, then over. We said so much time Narayan. Fortunately, the devotee in our stall is named Narayan. Everyone calls. in this temple, everyone meets him the maximum. Somebody may meet somebody else, but he is the common man between everyone. All of us here knows him. We may not know everyone over here, but all of us here knows him. He is the most common man. And fortunately, his name is Narayan. So we are always chanting Narayan, Narayan, or we always chant 16 rounds in the morning. And here Vishnu Tata is telling, because you have chanted once Narayan, you cannot take him. Vishnu Tata is telling, Sanketyam parihasyam va, stobhanam helanam eva va, vaikunta nam grahanam, asheshagharam vidhu. That, oh, understand, thus because vaikunta nam grahanam, the Lord of Narayan, if someone chants, even in Sanketyam, indicating way, or parihasyam, in joking way, stobhanam or helanam, criticizing or defaming way. In all ways, if someone chants the names of Narayan, just once, or Krishna or Ram, ashesha agham agaharam vidhu, they can wash off ashesha agha. Agha is sinful activities, sinful results. Unlimited sinful results can be washed off just by one holy name. And they say further, Vishnu Tata is telling further, patitah skalitho bhagnah sandashtah tapta ahatah harir itte vashenah puman na arhati yatana. Vishnu is telling, if someone can chant holy name in these situations, harihi harir itti avashenah, avashen itti helplessly, avashen, without conscious effort. Vishnu is telling, if someone chants hari in such a cases, without conscious effort, harir iti avashenah puman na arhati yatana, such a man is not deserving to suffer in the hellish planets. What are the situations if someone chants hari without conscious efforts? Patitah, when someone falls down. Skalitah, when someone slips. Bhagnah, when someone breaks his bone. Sandashtah, when something bites him, a snake or a scorpion or a mosquito, anything, when someone bites him. Taptah, when someone is troubled or burned, when he's burned. Ahatah, when some injury happens. In such a cases, another place it is said, someone yawns or something like that, another verse. So in such a cases, if someone unconsciously, harihi iti avashenah, I speak. If someone speaks hari without consciousness, in the sense without thinking of it naturally, just like in modern day, at least when we are a child, we know in Marathi, because when we would get hurt, or Hindi also would call Oma or Aiga in Marathi. But nowadays even that has gone away. They just make some different sounds and someone gets hurt or he falls down. So, but here it is said, if someone can if someone just slips, and we say, O Krishna, O Govinda, O Hari. Naturally it comes out. Rather than mother, father, or some bad word, or some good word, or some sounds. These different things come out. Sometimes we say mother, sometimes we say father, sometimes some bad word, sometimes some good words, sometimes some different sounds. But if we can say Govinda in such a situation, when we sleep, when we fall, when we get hurt, when something bites us, then Vishnu Tata is saying, he is not fit for suffering in the Yamloka. Puman na arati yatana. Yatana, miseries or troubles. So the Vishnu Tata is glorifying the holy name. And before the pastime of Ajamil, the Parishit Maharaj also raises this doubt. When Sukhdeva Goswami tells him that if you want to get free from sinful results, don't want to suffer in the hellish planets, one should do prayaschitta. But Parishit Maharaj, he gives very good answers. He says, I have seen dushta shutabhyam yad papam janan api atmano hitam karoti bhuya vivasha prayas chitta atha katham. The same thing. This is the case of Kashyap Muni and most of us, at least myself. He is saying, drushta shutabhyam. Drushta. Parishit Maharaj, the king, Prabhupada explains. And therefore, he has a lot of experience of giving punishments to criminals. Saying, drushta, these criminals have seen that if you do wrong, will be punished. Shutaha, heard that if you do wrong, will be punished. Yat papam, janan api atmano hitam. Even after knowing it is not good for me. Karoti bhuyah vivashah. They again do the same thing helplessly. Prayaschitta athokatam. What's the point in prayaschitta? If even after hearing, knowing, and seeing that it is not good for me, if someone is engaging in the same act again and again, what's the good of prayaschitta? And therefore, he says, then in to make it short, Sukhdev Goswami starts answering. He says, yes, you are correct. Prayaschitta cannot purify one from all the sinful desires. Tapasya, tap adibhi. He says, na tata hyagavan rajan puyeta tap adibhi. Yatha krishnarpita prana tat purusha nishevaya. That puyeta means purify. O king, who are pure, one who is having sinful reactions, he cannot be purified as much as by, he cannot be purified by tap adi, tapasya, prayaschitta. All these things cannot purify a man who is sinful, having sinful reactions, as much as yatha krishnarpita prana. For a person who is surrendered to Krishna, tad purusha nishevaya, and serving Krishna's devotees. So Sukhdev Goswami is telling, if you want to get completely free from the sinful reactions which are manifested in the way of trushna, desires, only tap, prayaschitta, tap adi bhi, dan, tap, yajna, all these things will purify us, but will not purify us completely. If you want to be completely purified, what is the way? Yatha krishnar pita prana. We have to give our life to Krishna. Tat purusha nishevaya. Or by service of the devotees of the Lord. These two ways, basically they go together, but even if they are independent, they basically go together. They can purify a soul completely. Tap adi bhi can purify to some extent, but not fully. And therefore, he says in the end, Sukhdev Goswami, prayas chittani chirnani narayana parang mukha na nishpunanti rajendra surokumbha ivapaga. That even if someone does chirnani, long, long prayas chitta, but how are they? Narayana parang mukha. This prayas chitta are not devoted to, this activities of prayas chitta are not having devotion to Krishna. Therefore, in this material world, we see many times there are many people who are suggesting philanthropy, only be honest, speak truth, never do bad to others. These things can free us from sinful reactions, but not completely. They cannot remove us, free us completely. Something will remain. We will remain in this world. Only thing is, we'll suffer less, little bit less. If a person is very sinful, rajoguni, tamoguni, he'll suffer extremely in this world. But if we do only mundane, moral, social activities, we'll suffer less, but we in this world and still suffer. Only if someone wants to be completely free, then only way is, kechit kevalaya bhakta vasudeva parayana. Lord Krishna says the same thing. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam shanam vraja. This bhakti, as we have heard, there are four types of reactions to sinful activities. Aprarabdham phalam papam kutam bijam phalon mukham kramena iva praliyate vishnur bhakti ratatmakam. One who is engaging in Vishnu bhakti, he can remove off all these four, kutam, bijam, phalon mukham and prarabdham. Out of these, this kutam, that proclivity to do sinful activity is very dangerous. As Maharaj was telling, There are two types of, we can say the reactions are two types. One, if we do some sinful activity, say if I steal 1,000 rupees, the one reaction will be, my 1,000 rupees will be lost. But that is very easy, very cheap. But another dangerous reaction will be, my tendency to steal will increase. So that is very dangerous reaction. Because just stealing once and getting our money stolen once is finished. But if we steal once and our tendency to steal, that means we are doing the sinful activity hundreds and thousands of times more. And going to get that many times of reaction. This kutam, this proclivity to tendency for sinful activity, it can be purified only by devotional service. By other activities, other one particular reaction can go. If some person does a sinful activity, reaction to that activity will be going away by tap adibi. But the proclivity to do sinful activity will not go. The tendency to do pap will not go. That will go away only by engaging in pure devotional service to Supreme Lord. Therefore, we have to understand this chanting of holy names attentively. Even though it is said only one holy name can, it is said, Namni Yavati Shakti Pap Nirharane Hare Tavat Kartum Na Shaknoti Patakam Pataki Jana. In Bhurad Vishnu Purana, it is said that in the holy name, Namni Yavati Shakti, there is so much energy. Energy to do what? Pap Nirharane Hare. To remove the sinful activities. Tavat Kartum Na Shaknoti Pataki Patakam Janara. That a man, a sinful man, cannot do as much sinful activities. That much sinful activities can be removed by holy name. But as we see here, that we have to stand helplessly and offenselessly. That is very important. So even though this is sadhana bhakti, we have to go on practicing devotional service very patiently till the end of our life. This bhakti marga is very immediate, but we have to understand there is something which takes some time. Our acharyas, they explain the 9 stages of bhakti. Adho shaddha tatha sadhu sang tatha bhajana kriya tatha anartha nivrutti tatha rati tatha asakti bhav and then prem, ruchi bhav and then prem. In this, the first steps, they happen little bit fast. When someone comes in contact with devotees, he immediately develops some shraddha. Then he immediately begins asking with devotees, sadhu sang. And bhajan kriya, he starts chanting also. That happens quite fast in one person's life, maybe in a few months or a year. But then anartha nivrutti is very long tunnel. Atha anartha nivrutti, it may take a whole life. But when the anartha nivrutti is over, then again it is very fast. Ruchi, bhav and prem. So we might think, saddha, sadhu sang, bhajan kriya, it went on in 1 year. But anartha nivrutti, 10 years not happening, 20 years not happening. It may take its time, but once anartha nivrutti has happened, then that remaining parts will again become very fast. So we have to be very patient. Patiently go on. Because only by devotional service, one can be free from the sinful reactions and desires completely. Otherwise, only doing tapasya is not going to free us. At the same time, while doing devotional service, we should not neglect the tapasya part also. Otherwise, we take both extremes. We say, because I am doing bhakti, I can do anything. I can just offer to Krishna anything and I can eat. Or whatever I want, offer to Krishna. We take it like a very nice process. Krishna, whatever you want. Whatever you want, we just offer and take it. No, that is, devotion is there. That is the difference. A practicing devotee, he offers to Krishna what he wants to offer. But a pure devotee offers to Krishna what Krishna wants. But a practicing devotee is okay, you offer what you want. But slowly, slowly, it has to come to a level to offer to Krishna what Krishna wants to eat. Not, today I want to eat some samosa. So let me offer to Krishna. Krishna is like samosa today. It's okay. For a sadhana bhakta, it's okay. But then, slowly, slowly, the thought should change. What Krishna would like to eat. Sometimes he may like some simple thing or whatever it is. Or some whatever Krishna offer. But for us, it's for Krishna. Therefore, actually in the previous time, the prasad, nice prasad would be made and it should be distributed. Otherwise, it's common that the one who makes may have the desire to enjoy while making it. So he would take little and others would be distributed. So in bhakti, we have to go on patiently. But be sure, in due course of time, we'll be purified. At the same time, we should not neglect this part of controlling the, trying to neglect the trishna, the desires. Here we see Kashyap Muni, he knew what is correct, what is wrong, what is right. But he is saying, I am not at all conversant with what is good for me, since I am not able to control my senses. So we might know what is good for us, but actually we don't know till we can control our senses. We can overcome our desire. And that can happen by doing devotional service. At the same time, simultaneously, we have to physically practice to give up these satisfying desires. Hare Krishna. Any comments? Arshi Gaurang Prabhu has some comments.
Hare Bol. Prabhuji, that which looking at your talking about your comment or what was written about you know, wife or whatever eating good food, satisfying your belly, and you know that maybe increases or heightens the lower senses, which means that especially after we cross 40, does it mean that we have to practically and you know kind of forcibly, for example, stop or try not eating such tasty food or eat less, like you know eat only 2/3, keep 1/3 filled with water, things like that? Is does one have to actually force oneself to do that?
In one way, yes, but at the same time, if we don't force, the material nature forces us to do it through the doctors. So it depends, either we want to do it voluntarily or we want to do it after the advice of doctors. But it's better to do voluntarily. We need not be hungry, but as you are saying, at some point of life, at some stage of life, we can reduce the, especially the opulent type of foods. Here, devotees may not be suggested to remain hungry or become underweight for that sake. But the foods which are agitating, which are in mode of passion, too spicy, too oily, that type of foods can be decreased at a certain age in life. But that doesn't mean we should be, because we are doing active service, we do not go half stomach. We can eat just enough water is there. But yes, if someone can, it's always helpful, as Lord Chaitanya himself has said in these two verses which I said. He has, for Sadhak Bhaktas, he has said that we should try to limit the quality of especially opulent food. And certainly, as you said, as a right time, you know, time comes right. And also, as I said, the right time comes, if we don't do it ourselves, the nature forces us to do it. So better to do it ourselves at the right time, rather than after a few years, the nature tell us through various ways, through diabetes, to increase cholesterol. But then if the nature tells, there is a loss. If we do it voluntarily at the right time, we do the tapasya, but we don't have the diseases. We do it when the nature tells us, we have to do tapasya, but also we have the diseases. So we have to choose. But yeah, at one right time if we, but still eating, we should honor only prasadam. And if you have some opulent foodstuffs, you can distribute to others.
Because what also happens practically, Prabhuji, is when a person crosses 40, that time the children are about 10, 15, 12. And obviously the mother has to cook also for them. You can't obviously have two meals. So the children at that time tendency, you know, for eating so many pizzas and hamburgers, whatever, you know, burgers. So she also has to take care of that. Otherwise the children will tend to go out and eat outside.
So that's the nature, as I said. You should see that nature is ranging. Now the time of opulent food for you has to be transferred to the children. So up till now you enjoyed. Now nature is saying, no, you cannot enjoy because your body is going down. And there is another body which is ready for it. So you transfer it to him now, or her, whatever it is. So nature arranges. Everything is Krishna has done perfect. Only thing we have to go it accordingly. But yes, practically, still we can make a choice. If there are four items, we can take the best three ones. That choice is there in our hand. That choice is there in our hand. Sorry. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Gantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki.